following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Golick, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, ha-ha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome to Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We got a great show lined up for you. John Natawa is from the Omaha World Herald is set to join us real shortly. We're going to talk a little Husker baseball, how big the weekend is for the Huskers coming up. He's been following the team all year long. Also, John Anderson, Minnesota baseball coach. He's done it there for a long time. We'll get his thoughts on where they sit at 10-8 in the Big Ten Conference. So looking forward to that. Doug Duda was out yesterday. He was at Broken Bow for District Track today. Once again, he's at District Track in Elm Creek, and he joins us. Douglas, how's your morning going?
Hey, another beautiful day. We've just got the first running event on the track over here. And I'll tell you what, Daddy, no disrespect to the teams that were over there yesterday in Broken Bow, but the level will be way up today. You've got some of the best of the state here in this C8 today. Now, there's only 8 teams here today compared to the 10 teams that were in Class D, but St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic and Gibbon and Shelton, of course, with Kaylin Brannigan and on and Blue Hill and Donovan Trumbull and Wood River. And you got a bunch of them here. We should see some good ones. But the girls, 3,200 relay is just underway. We've got some results already from field events. They're doing a little stagger. They'll do half the field events, run, and during what would be the break, they'll go back to some field events. But they always run a great track meet over here at Elm Creek. So should be a great day. And probably be a little bit warmer and may even be a tad windier as the day progresses on, but these athletes, pretty good.
Well, one of the things everybody's been looking at today has been the wind forecast. The wind's supposed to blow in upwards of 35 mile an hour, according to some reports. Right now, not bad, though. Not bad in Kearney, anyway. Is it okay there?
Yeah, it's pretty nice right here over at Elm Creek. Not much to speak of. Oh, maybe 10. Yeah. I'd go about 10 mile an hour right now. Of course, it's just a big day in the area. You've got district track racking up. You got a big day now of state soccer today and tomorrow. 6 teams from the area, 3 today, 3 tomorrow, going to be competing in the state soccer tournament, district golf next week. You got some excitement in the NBA playoffs. We've got another game 7 in the NHL playoffs. And you can hear the crowd below us as the 3,200 continues on.
Douglas, a couple of big things nationally, I guess, when you're looking at things. Blake Griffin goes down. You mentioned the NBA playoffs. Blake Griffin goes down. It looked like one of those injuries. You're saying, uh-oh, but it's just a sprain. Nothing major there. And then the Royals last night on a national level, major league level, defeat and win the series with the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, big win there. You're leading me into this. Jonathan Broxton, he's just a middle-of-the-road minor league closer. I talked about it the first time they were on the road, Daddy. I don't know. They're the Royals. They're not the best team in baseball. They're not the best team in the division. They can't get a winning record, and that's why. They've got guys like this on the team that can't finish. And, yeah, he's going to get a save last night. He stunk. Alex Gordon saved the game.
Well, Alex Gordon saved the game, and talking to you before the show, you know, they mentioned it last night. Rex Hutler, actually, interesting point, said, look at the scouting department and what they did before the game to move Gordon over in left and move Dyson, I believe, was playing center at that time, move him over in left center. When Gordon made the break on the ball, and yeah, it was a late break, made a sliding catch. Had that guy tried to tag at third, he would have been dead, or just dead meat at the plate. I think he'd been out by three steps. So good decision there. But Broxton finally, you know what, he persevered and he got it done. And then I guess that's what's important. Other than the deal at Oakland, which was a total implosion, Broxton's made some people nervous, but he has been saving games.
Yeah, most of those people are wearing royal blue.
I understand. We're used to Soria setting him down 1-2-3 and not having to worry about it, but we got to wait for him to get healthy again, and Broxton looks to be the guy they're relying on.
I mean, if you want to talk greatness, Daddy, there's greatness here in the booth at Elm Creek. I mean, Dan Moore, who just coached his team to a district championship yesterday, now he's over here making sure everything runs right here today at this meet, and so far, an excellent job.
If you want to talk about greatness, there's also a little golf tournament going on, the TPC, underway this morning. 49 of the top 50 in the FedEx Cup standings are in Ponte Verde Beach, Florida this morning.
Kevin Na, he got off to a great start. He was 6-under on the front nine. He's maintained that. He's tied with Blake Adams. Ian Poulter's 5-under. There's a lot of low scoring going on right now, Daddy, but Tiger Woods isn't one of them. He's 1-over through 11.
Yeah, 1-over, tied for 44th at last check, Doug. And you're looking for TV watching this afternoon. The first afternoon wave today features world number 2 Luke Donald, also Bill Haas and Lee Westwood. Back-to-back with him, with those three, Rory goes with Phil with Steve Stricker.
Yeah, that's the one thing I do like. The U.S. Open will do that a little bit the last couple of years. They've paired 1, 2, and 3 in the world on the opening weekend and then 4, 5, and 6. But it really all kind of started with the players here. They didn't worry too much about what the computer spit out. They paired people with who they wanted to pair them with, and that can only be good for the game. You don't want to do that every week. But this is their championship, and be a leader there and have a little fun with it. Tiger playing with a good threesome, and everybody has there's a little story almost with every one of those pairings this first weekend.
Yeah, I like how they mix it up for TV tomorrow afternoon. You'll start off with Simpson, Bradley, and Matt Kuchar. Follow that up with Ricky Fowler, Hunter Mann, and Tiger Woods.
Good stuff, Daddy. So over here with what's going on in golf, and of course the NBA playoffs as well, as you talked about, and Major League Baseball and the NHL. It's a fun time to watch the sports.
Yeah, it is. Doug, we're going to talk a little Husker sports right now. We're going live to the Omaha World Herald. John Tatawa joins us. John, how are you this morning? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doing well. Glad to be back on the show.
John, I talked to you in Lincoln. We were watching Nebraska play Purdue then. Looked like the Huskers played pretty fair baseball. Wrong time of the year for this baseball team to go into a funk. What are your thoughts after last weekend and then the loss to Creighton?
Yeah, like you said, wrong time of year to kind of start struggling, and you know that it seems like it's in every area, whether it's being able to throw strikes and attack hitters, or get the timely hit on offense, or execute hit and runs, or just playing defense, playing catch, fielding grounders, judging the baseball on fly balls, that kind of stuff. Is everything's going wrong for Nebraska at this point? And you know what Darren Erce said? He kind of said, it happens. It's baseball. Unfortunately, the game is unforgiving at times, and it can be really tough on you. You just got to figure out a way to snap out of it and start playing better, playing like you're able to, playing to your capability, to your potential. So that's where Nebraska is right now, just trying to figure things out. The positive for Nebraska is the fact that it does get to return home, and It's been, you know, I had a couple days of practice. Doesn't have to worry about classwork or schools or anything. Finals are over. So it's all baseball right now, and they can kind of figure out a way to refocus and get rejuvenated here for the final, what, seven games left, two weekend series in Big Ten play in a game against Wichita State. So, yeah, it's go time. They got to do it now, that's for sure.
John, what's your feeling? Usually you can get a vibe from a team. Is this a team that can go 4-2, 5-1 down the stretch? Or do you feel that they are going to continue this slide? What kind of vibe are you getting?
Well, they certainly have the capability to finish, 5-2 or 6-1. I mean, they do. They have the talent to do that. And their schedule's favorable. I mean, Michigan's in the bottom of the league, and Minnesota does have good pitching. I mean, the guy they'll throw on Friday, T.J. Oaks, is really talented. His dad pitched at Nebraska, actually. It was pretty good, too. So Minnesota has good pitching, but they've kind of been inconsistent offensively away from home. So, that works in Nebraska's favor as well. So, you know, yeah, they do. They have the ability to finish strong and put themselves back in position to make the Big Ten tournament. I mean, they're right there. They're tied for seventh place and just a half game out of six. So they're right there. It's just they got to figure it out. And it's easier said than done, obviously, but I think they're pretty confident they'll be able to do it here starting tomorrow.
John, I think that's the interesting thing. No one thought being right there on the verge of making this tournament was ever going to be in question. I mean, yeah, we were last in the Big 12, but you looked at the rankings and this conference was so terrible. We're going to slip in there, and if we're not first, we'll be right behind the leader in second place. That was never a thought in anybody's mind. Now it's becoming a reality that it is. I mean, that is what we're fighting for. I think winning people over to this baseball team is something this team hasn't done yet. They're getting great crowds at home, but we're still trying to get a feel for this team. Everybody is.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about where Nebraska is at this point. It's a combination of a couple of things. I mean, number one, Nebraska has been taking care of business. They've dug themselves a hole. They're better than they are right now. I think if you ask the coaches or players that question, they'll agree that their expectations were higher and they failed to meet it. Meet those expectations. They stub their toe, and they're really their own fault for doing that. And but the other thing too is the Big Ten's better than people give it credit for. It doesn't necessarily have the talent of the Big 12, and the top tier teams of the Big 12 that'll have a chance to make it to Omaha every year that the league produces on a regular basis. Those aren't in the Big Ten. I mean, Purdue is there this year, but that's kind of like an outlier, a once-in-a-lifetime season for that program. But the middle of the pack in the Big Ten is right there with the bottom half of the Big 12 in any other major conference. At least that's what the league promotes itself as having that kind of caliber of baseball. So it does kind of get a bad rap nationally, and that's just because it hasn't had the success of the NCAA tournament as some of the other leagues, but from a talent standpoint, it's not completely too far off from some of the the middle to bottom half of the best conferences in the nation. So I'm talking like the Big 12, the ACC, the SEC, the Pac-12 now. I mean, the top of those conferences are obviously the best in the country, but then once you get down into the middle and the bottom, that's about where a lot of these Big Ten teams fit. And quite frankly, Nebraska hasn't fared well against that level of competition over the last 3 years, so they're finding themselves in the same type of position right now. So, it's a little bit better, but like I said, Nebraska's had its chances to take care of business, and it hasn't so far. So I'm still right there, though. Got a chance to do it down the stretch here.
John DeTawa, the Omaha World Herald, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. John, one of the brightest spots, though, on the Husker team this year is Michael Pritchard. He's got this 25-game hitting streak. He was 4-for-4 on Tuesday night. Could he be the next star for the Big Red?
Well, maybe. he is a pure hitter.
I'll take that as a no.
Well, it's hard to project, to be honest. I mean, I'm not quite sure exactly what kind of hitter he's going to turn into. Right now, at this point, honestly, he doesn't have a position to play. They've tried him in the outfield. He hasn't quite adjusted there. I mean, let's face it, he's not their best outfielder, and they're not playing him out there. He's got to do a little bit of work, increasing his arm strength so he can make some throws back into the infield with a little bit more velocity, and obviously just judging the ball. He did injure his shoulder playing in the outfield against Northwestern, and I don't think he's played out there since, to be honest. But and that might be a little bit precautionary, but it's also I don't want to say he's a liability, but he's got work to do out there. We'll just say that. So the other parts of his game, he has work to do. But from a hitting standpoint, he's pretty phenomenal, especially considering in high school he was mostly a pole hitter, a guy who hit a lot of fly balls and tried to hit the ball out of the park, and now he's kind of revamped that approach completely, and it's just kind of been one of those guys who hits it where the ball's pitched. I mean, if you throw him away, he'll shoot it into left field, or if the third baseman's playing in, he'll try to chop it over his head or something like that. I mean, he's just trying to get on base, and he lines up the ball pretty well, hits a lot of solid line drives, doesn't get many cheapies. I mean, seriously, this 25-game hit streak, I don't think it's been extended by very many in-betweeners or lucky-type bouncers that barely made it through the infield. I mean, he gets his money's worth at the plate. So perhaps he has the potential. I mean, I guess the sky's the limit for him, but I'm just kind of a little bit – I just don't know exactly if I want to put that label on him. Is he the next star? It might be too early to tell. I mean, he's just a sophomore, so we'll see what happens.
Fair enough.
Here in the future, but he's got the chance. He's got the chance, that's for sure.
Fair enough. John Natawa from the Omaha World Herald. John, I want to ask you about the pitching staff. When Nebraska seemed to be rolling in the heyday, you got remarkable talent, especially on Friday night. Certainly don't have any of those guys that are capable of going and throwing a two-hitter and shutting people down the way the good old days used to be. How many more pitchers do you think Darren Erstad adds to this staff and tries to revamp this staff in the offseason?
Well, he's got some JUCOs coming in, and pardon me for not remembering all their measurables and everything about those guys, but I know he's got a couple of pitchers coming in who I assume will immediately have a chance to make an impact. That's a concern for sure. I mean, there is a little bit of talent there. You know, a guy like Brandon Pierce has a lot of stuff, some electricity. We got a slider, got a fastball that's in the low 90s, and working on that changeup, but he just hasn't been able to find the plate. It seems like they've got guys who can find the plate, but their stuff isn't electric, and they've got guys with electric stuff that can't find the plate. So, there's a talent shortage, but I guess when you compare it to the rest of the league, Nebraska's kind of in a pretty good spot as far as the talent standpoint. These guys just haven't executed and haven't struck out many guys and have given up a lot of hits. I mean, their mantra is they want to pitch the contact, but I think occasionally Nebraska's pitchers have almost taken that a little bit too literally. And they've walked guys, got themselves into trouble there. I think part of it might be just still adjusting to Ted Silva's style and his approach and what he's asking them to do and kind of figuring out the line between that you know, pitch the contact, but also not give the hitters too many pitches to hit, that type of stuff. So when they make contact, they're making contact when you want them to and hit the pitches that you want them to. So there's still a learning curve there, I think. That's a focus in the offseason to try to get more talent in the program because obviously it's fallen off from, like you said, the glory days a decade ago with Nebraska. Was, mowing people down. They had guys that could mow people down on Friday and Saturday, and at this point they don't have that.
Wow, Daddy, remember when there weren't even any glory days of Nebraska baseball to talk about, and now we act like it was 35 years ago. It's unbelievable. Just the last minute here with John Natawa on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Omaha World Herald. Obviously, can't let you out of here without talking a little football with you. Just your thoughts on where the football team was since we haven't chatted with you since spring ball was over. Any interesting things that you're going to be looking at as we head into the summer months?
Yeah, it's interesting that we kind of went out of spring ball with no real big news. And it seems like now the biggest personnel-related storyline is the fact that a backup running back has decided to transfer. So I think that'll probably be a focal point for many fans and people who follow the program is who Nebraska's going to try to develop as a, I guess, a third-string guy behind Rex Burkhead and Amir Abdullah, not necessarily for next year, because if Rex is healthy, he's probably going to get the majority of the carries again like he did last year, but for the future. And then who's going to be carrying the ball in 2013 and beyond, I guess. So I'm sure that'll be something that we watch. You want to see Taylor Martinez, how much he progresses. Obviously, mechanics have been a big storyline, but there's tons of stuff. There's always tons of stuff that a quarterback can work on. And I guess that when you touch the football every offensive possession, and all eyes are on you, everyone kind of knows your flaws. And so I think people are eager to see if Taylor can make that next step as a quarterback. And let's see. Other way, I mean, defensively, there's tons of questions. Obviously, a linebacker, and they need a little bit more consistent pass rush at defensive end. And they like the depth of their secondary, but all those guys, have they learned enough? Have they grasped the defensive system well enough to make an impact and play faster and not, catch themselves thinking too much and then all of a sudden they get beat? There are tons of questions all over the team. I guess it's just kind of what piques your interest. And to me, I'm intrigued about that running back position and the secondary.
John, one thing I found very, 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 I guess, maybe a confidence boost for the Huskers was this spring, there's no injuries. There's no ACLs. There's no rotator cuffs that are going to sideline people, keep them out of summer work as we head into the fall. Now, knock on wood, bad things can still happen in spring prayer and fall practice, but we survived injury-free, didn't they?
Yeah, for the most part. It did hurt the fact, though, that a guy like Chase Rome, Kevin Williams, Todd Pete, who am I missing? Thad Randall. Those defensive tackles, they were already hurt before the spring began, and they didn't get a chance to go through reps, those 14 practices. It would have helped them a lot to be able to do that. These are young guys. I mean, if it's a veteran guy who's been through it all, you'd say, well, I guess he'll be all right just missing some of those practices. These are young guys that could use any reps that they can get. And they could have used some time with the coaching staff, especially with the new defensive line coach, Rick Kaczynski, and just getting used to playing a little bit more and what it's like to have a little bigger expectations for yourself and the pressure of having to contribute, knowing that the team relies on you. So that hurts a little bit. But like you said, from the moment that spring practice started to the end of it, there weren't a lot of big injuries. They were really careful with Rex Burkhead to make sure that he didn't get overworked or put in a position where he might tweak something or hurt himself. So I think they were cautious with their stars, and thankfully for Husker fans, nobody else, none of the up-and-comers or the backups got hurt either. So it was a good spring from that standpoint.
John, thanks for giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I enjoyed getting your thoughts on the Huskers. Maybe we'll see you this weekend.
Excellent. Have a good one.
John Natawa, Omaha World Herald, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our friends on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney. Also, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Breakfast served daily, 6 a.m. till 11 every day of the week. Lunch on the lighter side, try the new chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salads. Perfect blend. 7 premium lettuces, crisp apples, sweet dried cranberries, and crumbly blue cheese. Burger King. Several locations to serve you. We're back after this with more, including John Anderson, head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's The Herd. Today, business can take you anywhere. Heck, there's even talk of professional football going international, which is why Regis offers virtual office solutions around the world. For a fraction of the cost of a traditional office, Manhattan, London, or maybe just around the corner, whether you're looking to expand your business into new markets, or if you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need, a professional business image with clients. That's key. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, and use of meeting rooms and a private office. That's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expense of one. Call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. So contact Regis today and mention The Herd to get 2 months free. So go to Regis.com/Cowherd. Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Nebraska Danger continue their three-game road trip as they head to Omaha Saturday night to take on the Beef. The Nebraska baseball team has their final Big Ten home games of the season this weekend, welcoming in Minnesota Friday night at 6:35, Saturday at 2:05, and Sunday at 1:05. You can hear the games on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. The UNK baseball team tries to keep their season alive this afternoon in an elimination game against Colorado Mines at the RMAC tournament in Pueblo, Colorado. In softball, the Huskers will finish up their regular season hosting Wisconsin this weekend, a doubleheader Friday beginning at 5 and a single game Saturday at 1, and the UNK tennis teams will be in Louisville, Kentucky next week for the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. State soccer and district track continue today as well. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature up in the mid-80s. South winds also become gusty around 10 to 25. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we head back to a low of 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 73.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at, way at, way at, way at. Now there you go, there you go.
I'm peanut back. Doug and Daddy jelly. Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Yeah, we're still celebrating a series win over the Boston Red Sox, and you come out of that homestand one game above where you wanted to be, going against the Yankees and the Red Sox. Anytime you come out winning that deal, you'll take it and move on with the season. Going to Chicago, got a day off, going to see Chicago and then to Texas before they're back home a week from now. So that's what's going on in Royals baseball news. Douglas John Anderson coming up shortly. This is a team that's 10-8 right above Nebraska. And, you got to win the series at home.
Yeah, and they're a team that pitches well. They're not necessarily one of the best offenses in the Big Ten Conference, and we'll talk to them about how they're winning with not only hitting .264, Tony, but they've got a team ERA of 2.91. We'll find out how they're getting it done when we talk with him in just a moment. But don't forget, tomorrow at Meadowlark Hills, it's the annual Golf USA Demo Days from 11 to 3. All of the top brands and manufacturers will be on hand with the professionals at Golf USA out there helping you work through your clubs, whether it's irons, woods, a utility, a putter, maybe just which, for some of you that are way better than me, can find out which golf ball is going to help your game as well. They're there from 11 to 3. It's free. It's open to the public. You don't have to be a member at Meadowlark Hills. If you're going out playing early, stick around and check them out. When you get done with your round, if you're going to play in the afternoon, get out there a little bit early and see if they can help you with your game. It's the annual demo day tomorrow, Golf USA at Meadowlark Hills driving range from 11 to 3. And don't forget, they've also got the brand new store. It's not a new store, but it's newly owned by Maury and Greg over in Grand Island with way more inventory than the folks in Grand Island have been used to. So check it out as well in Grand Island.
Douglas, that's going on this weekend. Still efforting, John Anderson joins. 31 years he's been around Minnesota baseball. You're exactly right on their hitting. No one on their team has more than two home runs. No one has more than two home runs. And I don't care how much you dumb down the bats. Play with wood bats. Normally a college baseball's got some, you know, first baseman designated hitter that steps up and rips some. And you're right, 264. That's not going to cut it from the plate. But they've still managed to be 10-8 and ahead of Nebraska at this point.
Well, that's a Nebraska deal. I think that's more of a Nebraska deal than a Minnesota deal. And as we talk about this whole thing, it's not like Nebraska's six games back. Let's face it, if they sweep the doubleheader on Sunday instead of Indiana, they're in second place, and everybody's feeling great. They swept Indiana, and woo-hoo, they're second in NCAA tournament. And in two games, you're talking about not making the conference tournament and being an embarrassing season in two games.
You're exactly right. But we talked about it going into this year, Doug, how everybody in the Big Ten was mediocre. Everybody kind of beat up on one another last year. No one had an outstanding record, and no one had regional appearances because of that.
Yeah, and I would say, and maybe it's just because we're following it a little bit more, I would say it's a better type of mediocre, if you know what I'm saying. It wasn't like it was bad baseball. I mean, you're seeing some teams that got some really good pitching. You're seeing some teams that's got some real good hitting. Of course, they're going against each other, but coming out of the non-conference, I think the Big Ten was sitting in a better spot than it had been in quite some time.
Nice. Doug, we're set to be joined by John Anderson, the head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great. We're just talking about Nebraska. Everybody's in a funk here cheering for the Cornhuskers. They're in seventh place in the Big Ten. Doug just brought up, you know, if they go on and sweep Indiana, they're in second place. So not much room there in the middle of this conference.
No, the league is, I think over the last 4 or 5 years, the teams have really gotten closer together. There's been a number of changes in the league, new coaches, improved facilities, recommitments to their programs, and I've been in the league for 35 years, and I've probably never seen the league so committed to baseball and so competitive as it has been the last 4 or 5 years. So I think what you're seeing is happened, and obviously now with Nebraska and their great baseball tradition and their facilities, it's going to make our league even better. So I think you're going to see this historically, and anybody can beat anybody on any given day, and that's what happens. And you go on the road, it's kind of like football and basketball. You go on the road, and it can be hard to win sometimes.
Coach, is there one thing you can point to that has sparked the, I guess, interest among the administration to get baseball up with the rest of the country here the last 3 or 4 years? Obviously, it's not just Nebraska coming in, even though that's what Cornhusker fans want. What sparked this to finally become a more competitive league?
Well, I think first and foremost, Jim Delaney, it's quite a while ago, 5-6 years ago, decided that he was trying to get some national change here to get the more access to the NCAA tournament for the northern schools and the Big Ten Conference, and made a strong push to kind of go out there and rally some support from some other conference commissioners around the country and see if we couldn't find a way to come up with a better competitive equity opportunity for everybody in college baseball. So I think with that, I think you heard from others, well, if you want to have access, then you better win more. And I think some of that spurred others in the conference with Jim's leadership to try to improve our programs and get better and try to compete on the field better as part of that process. So I think that's what started it. And then obviously the Big Ten TV network has brought additional revenues to our schools, and some people have taken those revenues and put them into their non-revenue sports like baseball to make them better.
John, when you go back over 35 years, when you come from the Big 12 conference, you constantly got just a main streamline of players going to Major League Baseball, and you notice the big names and go, oh, he played at Texas, he was at Baylor. 35 years, who's the best players in the Big Ten Conference that they're playing Major League Baseball or people would recognize from a fan level?
Well, first of all, I'm not trying to be selfish here, but we have two players that are in the Major League Hall of Fame here, Dave Winfield and Paul Mollett, and I think there's only three other Division I schools that have. So look at our league, and if you go and really study closely, and I don't think our league or we have done a very good job of really telling people our story in the Big Ten, there are some significant Major League players that have come out of this conference and over the course of its history, and Kurt Gibson at Michigan State and Mark Mulder go down the list. I mean, there's a lot of very good players. And I've always said our players coming out of the high school in this part of the world maybe don't get the attention that they get in California or Florida or Texas. But I think if you study Major League Baseball and those that get drafted from the north and come out of these programs do pretty darn well in professional baseball. And I think we've had more players in Major League Baseball and make it and be some of the great players in Major League Baseball. There's what, three managers right now in Major League Baseball that are from the Big Ten Conference, and Kurt Gibson at Arizona, Matheny at the Cardinals, he's a Michigan guy, and I'm losing one here. There's another one here. The manager of the New York Yankees, he's a catcher at Northwestern. So if people want to dig deep and really do some history and learn about our conference, you're going to find that I think you could match up our major league players in terms of their significance with any conference.
We're talking with Hall of Fame coach John Anderson of the Minnesota baseball program. Went to Minnesota, has coached there over 30 years. He's probably seen it all, coach. And we take a look at your roster. I was going to ask you, how do you convince – Nebraska has trouble convincing kids to come to the cold weather climate of Lincoln. Well, obviously, maybe a little different story in Minneapolis, but when you were playing in the Dome, that's okay. But you've got such good high school baseball. The folks in Kearney have played Eden Prairie, Minnesota before. The Nebraska state champions have played them over the summer. How good is high school baseball in Minnesota, thus helping your program?
Oh, absolutely. I think the Minnesota baseball program, and there's outstanding high school coaches, and I think in spite of the weather, they've done a tremendous job of keeping kids interested in playing the game. They've done a great job of fostering the grassroots level of the game in their communities and in the state. Amateur baseball is very, very big in Minnesota, in the adult leagues, and all these small towns in Minnesota have these amateur baseball teams that are really the summer entertainment in some of these communities. They have beautiful ballparks. They play during the summer. The amateur state baseball tournament is a significant event here in Minnesota. I think there's kids that grow up in those areas, in those towns, that watch the amateur baseball players kind of become their idols as young boys and inspire them to play the game. But I think the amateur baseball in this state, and we have the Twins, and I think they have a major league team here, that piques kids' interest in playing the game. And I've always said when they're successful, it's good for baseball at all levels. So we have a very, very strong amateur baseball federation here, and that's allowed, I think, our game to be pretty good here on the high school level, and it's helped us in recruiting. And, we're in a large metropolitan area, so that there's some population here, and it's easy to leave practice and go watch a game when you have a number of metro schools playing the game within an hour of your campus. So that's helped as well. But we do have population in the metro area, and I think baseball has its roots here. It's a sport that has some passion and some roots and some history in the state, and there's still a lot of kids playing.
Coach, you mentioned recruiting. It doesn't hurt to recruit a coach that's got a couple kids that help you on the pitching staff.
No question about it. No question about it. And, obviously Todd Oaks, and he played at Nebraska. He's a graduate of your program, an alumni of the baseball program, and he's done a phenomenal job here in his 14 years as our pitching coach. And two of his sons have played here, Tyler, who's now the pitching coach at South Dakota State, and then TJ, our current number one guy. And he's also got a son, third son, that's at Augsburg College here, and pitching for them over there as a freshman. So all of three of his sons have done an outstanding job, and Todd's been a big part of their development.
Last couple minutes here with John Anderson, head baseball coach at Minnesota. Coach, we're getting ready for this series. It's extremely important for Nebraska to get some wins in their final home games, and probably extremely important for you to try and put some NCAA eyes open as you head into the tournament. Talk about your offense and who's going on Friday night for you on the mound.
Well, there's the same guy we've gone with on Friday night for the last 2 years, and that's TJ Oaks, and he's been just very, very consistent for us throughout his career. He was our number two guy as a freshman. He's been our number one guy the last 2 years. He's so consistent. He goes out there and he gives you a chance every time he steps on the mound. He's competitive. He's got great presence. He's a three-pitch guy. He attacks the strike zone, and we'll try to pitch the contact, and hopefully we can play defense behind him. But he's had a phenomenal career here in my tenure. He'll go down as good a pitcher as we've had here in my tenure in terms of his consistency and what he's done game after game after game throughout his career. Offensively, we've had, of the 49 games we've played, 46 have been different lineups, and we've had nothing but the injuries since the fourth game of the year. We got everybody back on Sunday, and then our four-hole hitter, our first baseman, Dan Olinger, blew out his hamstring. So he's out right now, and I think some of our development offensively has been the lack of consistency in terms of putting the same people on the field in the same spots in the lineup and playing together. I think we've had three different second basemen in the course of the year. We've had two different shortstops. We've had three different third basemen. We've had two different first basemen. Go down the list. I've never had injuries like this. But we've been able to pitch and play defense, and some guys have stepped up when they've been asked to play, go out there and play or play a different position. They've done that, and that's allowed us to hang in there. But we've been able to pitch and play defense, and you know, with Olinger out of the lineup now, it's going to present another challenge for us. But you know, if we can score four runs, we've had a chance. But at some days, it's been difficult.
Coach, look forward to meeting you this weekend. Have a good, safe trip to Lincoln. Enjoy the facilities in Lincoln. We think they're top notch, and I hope the team does too.
We're looking forward to playing in Lincoln in a great baseball environment with great fans. So thank you,
John Anderson.
Coach, pleasure chatting with you, man. Again, Danny, I'm going to be honest. When I looked at the credentials here for John Anderson, I was shocked. I guess you know that he's been with Minnesota, but. I mean, we talked about it. Larry Hayes down at 10. This is one of the all-time great coaches. Minnesota actually does have baseball tradition up there, but this guy, really good deal. And Minnesota getting healthy, it could be a big test for the Huskers this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like injuries have decimated this club, but, you know, we'll see. And Nebraska, you know, needs to have something good happen, and it's tough to have something good happen with T.J. Oaks on the mound. You know, he's 7-2, 1.7 ERA. There's the consistency he's talking about. 12 appearances, 12 games started this year. So he's got a decision in 9 of them, and only 2 of them went against him. So it'll be a tough uphill battle on Friday night for the Huskers, I'm afraid, especially if they don't have something good happen early, because I think the longer the doubt lingers, this team could just fall apart, Doug.
Well, let's go to the Den Popper inbox. Larry and Shelton wants to know when I'm racing you in the hurdles.
Okay, well, we're going to have to lower them, first of all, and it's not happening. They're not. We got to go to the Depth Popper inbox again. This from Mr. Maverick. He said, did I hear you say Rex Hudler made an interesting and informative comment? There's a first time for everything. Thanks for that email. Appreciate that. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. A lot of graduation. Look What's Cooking waiting for you. They were nice enough to invite us down. Folks, if you're not interested in pots and pans, Mom's got them all, you think? Well, I doubt it. When you go into Look What's Cooking, you'll find something for her. If you're totally astonished and flabbergasted by what you see there, a gift card is always available. Look What's Cooking. Plus, try out the gadget wall. Over 100 feet, all it is gadgets that your mom would enjoy and love in her kitchen. Maybe your mom's knees, ankles hurt. They've got the new mats down there. Check those out. Look What's Cooking, about 2 blocks north of the tracks in the downtown Kearney Center on the bricks. Look What's Cooking. They're waiting for you. Try them out. Mother's Day is coming up, and your mother needs the best, and it's the best at Look What's Cooking. We're back after this with more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, it's Golic. You looking to update your appliances? Well, look no further. Lowe's has the major appliances you want at the prices you need. Right now, get 10% off major appliances, $299 or more. Then, get going on your gardening and earn that green thumb. Head over to the nursery where you can get 1.5-gallon flowering hanging baskets for just $6.98 each. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through May 14th. See store for details.
Welcome to the Lincoln Financial Chief Life Officer Business Update. Mr. Barkles is appointed Chief Tailwagging and Slobbering Officer.
The arrival of Mr. Barkles is seen as a positive by shareholders Molly and Sam. Duties will involve cuddling and gnawing on table legs.
This Chief Life Officer Business Update is brought to you by Lincoln Financial. We protect your family and help secure your future. Take charge at LincolnFinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and New York. Lincoln Life and Annuity Company of New York, Syracuse, New York.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature up in the mid-80s. South winds also become gusty, around 10 to 25. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we head back to a low of 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 73.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Maybe you've got family coming over and you want to relax for Mother's Day. Bruce Furniture, they're there for you, and they've got plenty of inventory to haul to your house in the next couple days to make mom a happy mom. You want a new one? Bruce Furniture has growing demand. Also, for your used items, not only will they give you money for it and value for it, they'll take it out and put the new stuff right in there for you. Trade in it now at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. It's just right for you. They've got high demand, folks. They're giving top dollar for your used furniture. Why not get mom something she enjoys? She's always hated that couch. It's drove her nuts for years. Why not make her happy the next 2 days? Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. See them today. Mike and the gang, they're waiting for you. Get rid of that old stuff. In with the new. Bruce Furniture. Douglas, we had our poll question up about Chris Carter's admission on the bounties. Not surprising, 64% of the vote. Surprising, 36% of the vote. So I think people are pretty in line with what you and I said. I mean, no real surprise there, I don't think. The new poll question.
Okay, well, we got to vote on today.
Should Eric Spoelstra's job be on the line if the Heat don't win the title this season?
No. No. I mean, seriously, who are you going to put in there anyway?
Well,
I mean that's the inmates running the asylum there. I mean, if you get rid of him, then the new coach will be handpicked by LeBron and D Wade. So, who are you going to get? You going to get Phil to come down there?
I don't have an answer for you, but I think he will probably have trouble surviving if they don't at least get to the finals and make some noise there. If you get knocked off by Indiana, he's gone.
Well, we'll see. He ain't getting knocked off by Indiana. Don't vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com as part of our Hy-Vee Rewards Club. You can check that out, pick up points, receive a lot of great gifts by taking those points. We've got folks going to Royals games and so much more. Check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com, also where the podcasts are for the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, I've got to admit, I've thought about this for a long time. We've joked about it on the show, and I don't really know Jace Jackson personally, but he leads the state in the Class C pole vault, and I think they just wrapped up. He's probably the winner. I don't have that officially yet. But right behind me here in the press box at Elm Creek, they tack all the folders up like they do at every track meet, and then they drop the medals in.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is my chance to be a district pole vault champion.
That would be nice.
I think Jace is going to be missing his medal. He's got so many of them, he doesn't need another one. I'm just letting you know right now.
Well, for Christmas, we will frame that for you.
Which one would you want? Which track event would you want me to get you?
Oh, it'd have to be the 100, you know, 100-yard dash or 100-meter dash.
You want boys or girls? I could probably get Kaylin Brannigan's for you. She's got plenty of them.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think it'd be one of the sprint races because I was such a quick little guy.
You are fast, Daddy. One other thing I want to ask you: a lot has been made about ESPN Game Day, and this is the final day you can vote. You know, vote to have game day come to your campus.
Yep.
What does that say about Nebraska football that we can't have them come to our campus on our own? Nebraska's trailing Texas A&M and is like 100,000 votes ahead of the next closest competitor. In fact, as of last night, A&M 151,000 plus, Nebraska 146,000 plus, Washington State 52,000. I mean, you got Washington State, Clemson, they did go to West Virginia, Arkansas, NC State, Iowa. I mean, places that have probably never had game day. Why are we on?
Yeah, game day.
Why is Nebraska on there? I mean, personally, I'm going to tell you, I would almost take that as embarrassment if Nebraska won this.
Well,
yes, it's great fan support, and we always vote, and we always support them. But let's get the football team good enough again that they want to come here.
I understand that. But as I understand this, this isn't game day to come. It's just a commercial to be shot, right?
Oh, just a commercial?
Yeah, I don't think, okay. I mean, it's game day's pull, but really they're just doing a commercial shot this campus, or on this summer on campus. So gamedayvote.com is where it is. You can get on there, vote for the Huskers, hopefully get ahead of the Aggies of A&M. But this is just a commercial shot.
I've been confused for so long that this is just another one. But then, okay, well then let me ask you this. Do you want to go somewhere that has some pretty cool, something cool to make your commercial out of? What does Washington State have? Clemson, they got The Rock, right? Texas A&M, they've got all kinds of cool stuff. And seriously, no offense to Nebraska fan, what are you going to do here?
I would say Mike Leach. That's what Washington State has. That would be pretty cool. That would be fun. But other than that, I don't know.
What's Iowa got? No wonder they're next to last.
That's a great point.
You can show the Cy-Hawk trophy.
The Cy-Hawk trophy. By the way, the Iowa State defensive coordinator making some comments about Brandon Weeden that people are putting up now, and they'll make a big deal about this. It said he had happy feet. Maybe he's a little bit scared to get hit against them, and they had some success against him. Doug, RG3, these Brandon Weeden, these guys, the scrutiny on them is just with the media attention and the lack of high priority things to talk about right now, and these guys got to fill time. This is what they find to do it. I mean, they're running down the defensive coach at Iowa State seriously to talk about Brandon Weeden.
I don't know what to tell you there, big fella.
It's just one of those things. I tell you what, you're live from District Track in Elm Creek, and you were live at Broken Bow yesterday. There's a lot of great track meets going on.
And I'm distracted because right now I am holding on to the first place pole vault medal. I do have it right now in my possession.
It's a little things. It's the little things that amuse us here. We're going to take a break and wrap things up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 15% on all in-stock wood fencing from pickets to panels when you buy in bulk. That could knock any fence project down to size in a hurry. And our wide selection of wood choices and styles puts everything you need within easy reach. So come in, load up, and save a bundle with up to 15% off all in-stock wood fencing when you buy in bulk. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Tom Bodette, restoring some sanity to this election season by starting my own super PAC. Gonna call it Six PAC. But instead of collecting huge checks from anonymous donors to make annoying TV ads that scare the pants off you, we're going to collect the lowest price of any national chain. And in exchange, rather than political influence or being appointed ambassador to Fiji, you get a clean, comfortable room with a TV you can turn off. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies won to play pool, the other one to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and of course the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Every Royals baseball broadcast on the Breeze 94.5 includes games within the game, like the Gary Michaels Royals Baseball Quiz. A different question every game, answered correctly by sending an email to royals945 at kliqfm.com. The first correct answer qualifies for a weekly prize of a $50 gift card to Gary Michaels Clothing in downtown Hastings. Weekly winners become qualifiers for an end-of-season $300 Gary Michaels Shopping Spree. Gary Michaels Royals Quiz. Only when you catch the Royals on 94.5 FM.
Sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature up in the mid-80s. South winds also become gusty, around 10 to 25. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, we head back to a low of 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 73.
I'm back. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Midway Auto Group dealership booth here. Like everything in life, opportunities come and go. Midway dealerships, they grab every opportunity that knocks on their door and make them available for you, the customer. Whether you're coming from Grand Island, Hastings, Lexington, or Kearney and looking for the best of the best on used models and you want hassle-free pricing to go along with it, you've come to the right place. Midway is waiting for you. Whether you're looking for that Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, they've got it for you. Midway Group of Kearney, they've got new inventory as well as a pre-owned inventory. Check them out online. They're open 24 hours a day online, or see them on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney today. Douglas, you're still joining us from the track meet. You want to give us a rundown of some sports?
Oh, I can't wait, because Stan Whistle is making his way up here. Apparently, major controversy. He's got to make a decision, and I love watching Stan make decisions. So that's NBA playoffs tonight. There are no NHL, but in the NBA, three game sixes. They're all 3-2. Chicago at Philadelphia, Atlanta at Boston, and the Lakers are at Denver. Philadelphia, Boston, and the Lakers all have a chance to close it out. What do you think, Daddy? What's going to happen?
I've got to think close out.
All of them?
Yes. It's tough to, you got the energy to put forth and win one, but to do it over and over again, I think they close them out.
The state soccer tournament today on the boys' side, it was Omaha Creighton Prep edging Norfolk 3-2. That's your 1-versus-8 matchup. That would have shocked the state if the Panthers could have found a way to get that done. But 3-2, the final after it was scoreless at halftime. And right now at halftime in Game 2, Omaha South leading Millard West 2-1. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Kearney High against Omaha West Side. At 3 o'clock, Grand Island against Papillion La Vista South. And then the girls tonight, Hastings High playing Platteview. 8th appearance, looking for their first ever win, looking for their first ever goal. And this is the first time that they are the better seed. So good luck to those teams today. Tomorrow, the Northwest, Lexington, and Hastings boys are all in action. Other D or C districts today, a lot of teams are over at Cross County and Stromsburg, like Centura, Grand Island Central Catholic, Ord, Ravenna, St. Paul. Overton is among the teams, along with Alma and Southern Valley at the C-10 down the road at Arapahoe. Most of the Class B teams are at Northwest, which gets underway this afternoon. A few are over at the B-6 at Gothenburg. Yesterday, Kearney boys dominated North Star. The Kearney girls finished second by 4 points. Grand Island boys won their district while the girls were fifth. Bruning, Davenport, Chickley girls and Giltner boys were the winner over at Henderson. And the Cambridge boys and Bertrand girls, the winner over at D6. Bertrand boys also the runner-up, Daddy. And so Bertrand good, and I think my hometown Chanticleers have a good chance to be right there over at Cross County today.
Wow, there's a lot of track action going on, a lot of fabulous athletes running for their opportunity to go shine at Omaha Burke. Should be a great week of track as we head up to state track at Omaha Burke next week.
And a tough one for the baseball team. I'm not sure Damon Day will be able to make it to the field today the way this game played out yesterday. They left some guys on base early. New Mexico Highlands took advantage of almost every opportunity they had. Highlands was up 4-0. UNK gets 2 runs in the 8th but leaves the bases loaded. And then in the 9th, they get 1 run and leave the winning or tying run on third base. And they had less than 2 outs in both those situations. So they play Colorado Mines in an elimination game this afternoon. At historic proportions, Daddy, this could be the last RMAC contest for UNK in anything. This could be it today. If the Looper baseball team loses, that's it. They're done with the RMAC.
I'm sure that Coach Day thought, well, been here, done that. That's the story of the season. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong. I mean, that's just been the mantra for this team.
And a couple last shout-outs here. The Loper Road Show continues tonight. They'll be at Lachlan Country Club in Hastings, as John McBride talked about yesterday. He is scheduled to be there, as well as football coach Daryl Morris, basketball coach Tom Kropp, also Mike Munch with the soccer team. All of these stops are free and open to the public. The Loper coaches and administration will be there from 5 to 7. They give you a little short program about going into the MIAA around 6. Free appetizers, cash bar, so it's tonight, 5 to 7 at Lachlan Country Club in Hastings. And, Daddy, two Nebraska athletes, you may have seen this, are on the initial list for the U.S. Army All-American Bowl. Josh Banderas of Lincoln Southwest and Mike Minner Jr. from Lincoln North Star. There's 400 of them. They take 90. I'm going to guess Banderas has a pretty good chance. I'm going to guess Minter has no chance.
Well, that would be what I would think immediately. It's interesting. It's interesting. But it's good. It's good publicity for both of those schools, and people will be watching those kids. So, you know, that's fair enough. They're fair enough. One of 400 across the country, that's excellent for them.
Well, let's get on out of here. Ryan Lefevre from the Kansas City Royals joins us tomorrow. You can be sure I'm going to ask him about Jonathan Broxton and see what he has to say about the man that the Royals are using to try and save the baseball games. Tiger Woods is 2 over through 14. Also tomorrow on the show, Robin Walshett with our Husker recruiting update. Talk a little bit about what's going on there. We want to thank our guest today, the winningest coach, Minnesota Hall of Famer, John Anderson, also John Natala, joining us from the Omaha World Herald. And Danny, can't wait to be back in studio with you tomorrow, but I can't lie, it's gorgeous over here at Elm Creek, and our first report coming up here in just moments on ESPN.
Wonderful day yesterday at track. More beautiful weather today. Hopefully that wind will stay away. Look forward to getting your reports all afternoon on Power 99 and right here on ESPN Radio, Doug.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, Doug Duda live from Elm Creek and District Track. All that going on today, and wrap up later this afternoon. So we look forward to seeing you tomorrow back on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.